And it's top of the morning to you guys. Today, where I am is kind of rainy, dull, about maybe 10 degrees, and misty as well. Not a very nice day. Now, I'm on my third cup of coffee because I'm like one of those old cars. You gotta start it up and let it run for a bit before you pull out of the driveway. So I'm just wondering if you guys are kind of like I am. Oh, I don't mean old. But I go to a lot of different places, like downtown and everything. And it's happening increasingly more often that when I see somebody, I can't work out what they are. I mean, the way they dressed and the way they're walking and everything, and it could be one thing or the other, if you know what I mean. They're femmes trying to be masculine. Man, of course, if men are so bad and they keep on telling us we are, why do they want to be like men then? And a lot of femmes today are actually masculine. They're generally aggressive, aren't they? But of course, men generally are normally masculine. And the femmes are just trying to act masculine. And it never really works. It certainly isn't a turn-on for men. So a lot of men are turning to more feminine femmes. That's difficult to say. Which generally can be found in a lot of Asia. A few countries in Asia, femmes embrace their femininity. They're not embarrassed of it or ashamed of it. So, of course, men are more attracted to them. But if men think it's the answer, it isn't going to be. Because they're only like that because they're in their country, in Asia. Their society has made them what they are. Their culture. If you find a femme and you bring her back to your country, wherever that may be, femmes are very herd-like, as we all know. It's kind of monkey see, monkey do. And the Asian femme will start turning out just like the Western one, after she's been living in the Western world for a while. You see, femmes don't have this strong character. They adapt to their surroundings. The only way it works with Asian femmes is if you go live in their country. When I lived in Thailand, I saw many femmes go with Falang. And of course, the Falang fell in love with them. So they wanted her to go back to his country and live there. And when this Thai femme came back to visit her family, she was completely a changed person. She'd been westernized. She had lost most of her attractiveness. Not physically, but her femininity and her Asian draw had disappeared. So now this femme didn't really fit in her own country, but she didn't fit in the other country either. And from what I saw, it never generally worked for long. The Western women, and general women nowadays, especially the modern one, wants their cake and eat it too. They want to act aggressive, masculine. But when the shit hits the fan, they revert back to their normal selves so that they can get help to solve the problem, generally from men. And then they go back to being their obnoxious, entitled selves. It's kind of funny, really. Because feminism has actually destroyed the one thing that gave power over a man. That was their femininity, which regardless of their physical appearance, was the most attractive thing about a femme, at least in a man's point of view. Even if the big mothership sends an emergency order out that all femmes must act feminine now, it's too late. They don't know how anymore. And the result is going to be quite a few generations of cat ladies. Because it's all very well when the femme's young and attractive. And she can screw guys around a lot. But when they get older, only then will they realize they fucked up. Because femmes want to control everything. But they can't control nature. Now, I had a relationship for a very long time with a Thai femme. No, she wasn't a bar lady. And I've got to say, when I'm coming to the end of my time, the relationship we had where I was the man and she was the femme was probably the closest thing to a real relationship, the way the masculine and femininity played off each other, than I had with all the other relationships I had in Canada and the UK, and how it actually works. I don't know, it just felt natural, that's all. The relationships I see today is more or less a friends with benefits. It's more akin with a business transaction. The femme's attempt in the Western world and Europe to become far more important, to become relevant everywhere, and their greed is only matched by their entitlement that they think they have, is backfiring spectacularly, isn't it? You see, men don't want a feminist or a femon who's an activist, who has a chip on their shoulder already. They just want a partner in life. Unfortunately, most femons of today are just chaos and drama, and want everything from the man, and will give him nothing. A male is far better off getting a dog. Of course, the only drawback from that is it's only 10 to 15 years. But at least it'll be a good 10 to 15 years. Let's say I won some money, quite a lot of money. I would go live back in Asia, but not in the main towns, in a small village somewhere. For a young man, that would be far too boring. But for me, it would probably be just about right. So I'm going out today to get Euro Millions. Because if you don't play, you can't win. We all must have dreams. That would be my one, for now. Thanks for listening, guys. You take it easy.